Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 1st of August, recording at 9:24 p.m. British Summer Time. Well, another interesting day in here. The Asian stock markets were hit pretty hard, some really chunky percentage declines. I remember Asia had held up so well previously. European markets were also slammed, declines well over 1%, and in Asia we had declines up to 3%. And Wall Street, having seesawed most of the day, went up with a bang on the close. The Dow up 150, 10 on the S&P, 10.5, and 7.6 on the NASDAQ. That was a small percentage gain, but the Dow was up 1.14%. And in the long-dated government bonds, now the U.S. bonds seesawed with the stock market and came off a little bit during the rally. That was the main development. And otherwise, bonds were generally steady in other countries, that is. And the U.S. dollar, a little, well, mixed, but slightly firmer here overall. And not much action. Precious metals seesawed a little bit as well, taking their cue from Wall Street. Gold closing up after hours, 210 at 666.45 now. And the other precious metals up. I see palladium was up, platinum, silver's up. Platinum shows small loss on the day. The softs were, the industrial metals were mostly easier, and softs were mostly easier. Okay, so what's going on here with stock markets? Well, you've got to have a sense of humor watching this, and it's almost as if Wall Street's playing a little game here. You could call it, if you go up, I'll go down, says Wall Street, and if you go down, I'll go up, says Wall Street. That's what we've seen over the last few days, at any rate. But pretty strong close out, and that will have a positive influence, I suspect, on the Asian and European markets overall. Now, what's the big picture, though? What's going on here overall? Well, this is a medium-term correction. It is not a bear market, in my view. A number of indices show short-term oversold conditions, as I have mentioned in the last few days. And some of the selling that we had was climactic overall. We do not have clear evidence that markets have bottomed. How could we, when we're still seeing indices touch new reaction lows? Many indices touch new reaction lows in here today. But, of course, you only have confirmation that the market has bottomed when a major rally off the lows has actually occurred. Could this be a bottom area? Yes, possibly, but the evidence is still fairly tentative overall. But suffice it to say, we're seeing two-way activity, but we need to see demand, which indicates that the selling pressure is at least being partially matched now by demand, but we need to see some clear upward dynamics and lows that are established. Remember that template I gave for some of these markets, saying that they would need to show upper dynamics off their lows, extend the rally so it isn't just a one-day wonder, and then on the next reaction find support above the previous lows, and then resume the overall rally. It's something that I've mentioned repeatedly, and that we have seen repeatedly following large reactions or medium-term corrections in recent years. And we tend to get one medium-term correction a year at most. Okay. Asia, I think, really is going to go on offering the best potential, along with the resources theme, and those two are intertwined, as you will appreciate. And they really are, well, it's Asia leading the global infrastructure development, and that is, of course, consuming vast quantities of industrial resources, and the synchronized global economic expansion is and globalization are helping these burgeoning middle classes to develop in so many large population countries around the world, and that's leading to far greater consumer demand. Again, that's bullish for the resources, and as these resources producing economies, exporting economies prosper, they have more revenue, and that leads to infrastructure development in their own countries. So again, you see, it's completely intertwined. Those have been the best themes for the last 4, nearly 5 years, and I think they will remain the best themes going forward. They don't always go up. These markets can be volatile and choppy, but that's where I want to be overweight. Industrial resources and also the emerging markets, particularly the Asian emerging markets. Now, what about these long-dated government bonds? If I was certain that stock markets had bottomed and were ready to head back up to new highs for the year, and I'm not certain of that yet, but if I was, so this is a hypothetical point, if I was certain that that was the case, I would be shorting some of these long-dated government bond futures right now. They have rallied back up to resistance. As I've said, on a daily basis, they're taking their cue from stock markets. So weak stock markets, money retreats to the long-dated government bonds. When investors feel that they can come back out of clamber back out of their foxholes, then they will be selling the bonds and moving back into equities, and they will be a little less concerned about global GDP growth and perhaps start to wonder about inflation again, and that will also push some of those long-dated government bond yields back up. But that trade switch is not confirmed as on, but I wouldn't at the moment, but I do feel it'll be close to current levels. So I do feel we could see some additional downside risk in stock markets, but we've probably seen the worst of the selling. I think it's quite likely that we've seen the worst of the selling. And as far as the US dollar is concerned, I don't think it's going to go that much higher, partly because the obvious point is that the US economy is still quite soft and likely to remain quite soft, and that the US really does need this soft economy for its exports. And the same can be said for Japan. Now, industrial resources, well, I've covered those. They're not all moving up together. Oil is running into a little bit of resistance up here near last year's highs. That's hardly surprising. You've got the previous peak plus the round $80 level. Technically, what I would look for here is a little bit of a reaction and trading range, a ranging phase near last year's highs for the crude oil price, followed by an eventual upward break. And that upward break may be several months away, but overall, this is a secular bull market, and along with all other industrial resources. All industrial resources are in secular bull markets, and these are, of course, punctuated by innumerable reactions and a number of medium-term corrections. And those medium-term corrections can last quite often for a year or two. Seldom much more than a couple of years. I had an old friend who I had seen for lunch today, who's now mostly retired, a very active guy, but he was previously the CIO of a very large household name investment house, fund management firm, in other words. Nice guy. And we were just having a look through a few charts, and I was quite interested to see there was one that he responded to in particular. Why hadn't he seen these all the time? Well, he'd been traveling quite a bit, and so it was a little bit out of touch. And I think also, unless you have a lot of time to look at charts, people usually see, well, line graphs that aren't all that informative, and or a short-term period of history. And we were looking at some quite long-term charts. Well, I was surprised. Which one interested him the most? Gold. And he said, that's going to go up, probably in the autumn. And you think about it, you go on and look at the weekly chart of the gold price, and some of you will be saying, oh no, not David talking about gold again, because of course gold has been disappointing ever since it had that accelerated peak back in April and May of last year, and then fell back very sharply. Subsequently, although it has moved slowly, choppily, rangely higher, it's been a case of 3 steps forward and 2.8 or 2.9 steps backwards. Very, very frustrating, very, very difficult to deal with. But have a look at that weekly chart. And also, you can look at the charts, the 10-year charts of gold and other currencies, and you'll see for the most part, this looks like a medium-term consolidation in its latter stages prior to the next upward leg. You could argue that that has already started against some of the weaker currencies, although not the US dollar, which has certainly been one of the weaker currencies recently. But again, do we have the potential to see a quite a reasonable advance in gold bullion before the end of the year? I think so. Enough said. Now, what else to mention? Soft commodities. Tricky area. Whether the key variable makes it much more speculative than some of these other resources. But I suspect that due to the remorseless increase in demand, that's tied in, of course, to the synchronized global economic recovery and growing middle class, which wants more protein for their diets, and so this is putting this upward pressure on all commodities overall. And whether those commodities move up so rapidly as to create a food price inflation problem or not remains to be seen. Hopefully not. It would be adverse weather conditions, almost certainly, that would cause that, or disease in terms of livestock. And I think that's pretty much it. And yet another exciting day. No doubt, with 2 days to go for this week, there'll be a little bit more drama yet. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.